Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Yes. I have two charges on my account from my bank that are yours that are not mine. I never ordered anything, and I wanted off, and I want my money back immediately.
I definitely understand your concern, and I'll be more than happy to assist. Give me one brief moment, please. One brief moment. Could you provide me your first and last name, please?
Sharona Fisher.
Thank you so much for that information, Mrs. Sharona. And for security purposes, that billing address?
4885 East River Road, Henrietta, New York, 14586.
Thank you so much for that information. Give me one brief moment. Alrighty. So I do see that there was a purchase made on the 27th of February. It was for...
Man, there was no. Don't even start. There was no purchase made. I don't even know who you guys are. I never touched it. Never asked it. And it's a brand new card. I don't even know how you got my number. I didn't make any purchase. Ma'am, this is COVID. I don't touch this, especially for what I heard this was from the other lady. No. I want my money back. I want you to send it back immediately.
Okay, so you've spoken with the supervisor?
I spoke with whoever I did the first time. And she canceled my account, and I didn't even open up an account. So all this is fraudulent. Nobody ever got my permission to do any of this, especially my card. My bank called me this morning saying there was fraudulent activity on my account. I need to wake up to this at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, ma'am. So give me one brief moment. Alrighty. So, you never, could someone in your household possibly made the purchase, ma'am? It was for sure.
I'm the only one, ma'am, understand. Nobody made it. Nobody was entitled to use my account. And this is a brand new account, my credit card. So I don't even know how you guys got it. Whether you took it from somebody else of a purchase that I made, maybe from Walmart. Somehow it was gotten to you. I didn't ask for it. I want it back.
Okay, so we do take fraudulent charges
either.
Very seriously, ma'am. The purchases were for a smartwatch and a mini for
I know
instant
what
earbuds.
It's supposed to be, but I didn't order it.
So you did receive that order, that shipment that came
no,
in?
No, ma'am, I did not. I'm telling you, I didn't receive it. Don't know what it is until... You explained it to me now and the previous lady. That was it. I don't know. I don't want it. I don't want anything to do with it, and I never purchased it.
All right. So we do take fraudulent charges very seriously, and whomever made these charges
Great.
Without your authorization, we will
Good.
Look at IP information and provide that device IP to your local authorities. If these are charges that you've forgotten, you've made, or just wish to not pay for, then you could possibly charge a federal fine, ma'am.
A federal fine?
If these charges are yours, but I'm going to make sure I get everything counseled and reimbursed for
Nothing's
you.
Nothing's mine because I didn't authorize anything. This is a brand new card.
Definitely understand, ma'am. Let me go ahead and get everything counseled for you, and I'll provide you cancellation information in just a second.
Okay, and I've already said that to my bank early this morning.
All right.
That they're going to put a fraudulent thing on this.
Are they disputing it?
Oh, most definitely.
If they're disputing the charges, ma'am, I cannot reimburse any funnies. We do have to...
They won't do it until I call them back this morning.
Okay, so they haven't
disputed
it.
They told me to call you guys first.
Okay, gotcha. So let me get those charges reimbursed for you, and we'll be done in just a second.
Will I see it today?
No, ma'am. It does take 3 to 5 business days.
35?
3 to 5.
3 to 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Why so even so long?
Because it has to process back within your bank.
Okay. Can I call my bank and say they're waiting 3 to 5? Can you do it immediately?
Or how? Yes, you would have to take that up with your bank, ma'am.
All righty.
Give me one brief moment. Let me get everything canceled for you.
Thank you. Because the other lady did cancel an account that you guys have did for me, that I have now an account with you guys, and I don't even know who you are.
Yes,
you know,
ma'am.
It's ridiculous.
Well, whoever made the purchase, it was for some earbuds.
Well, I don't know. It's a stranger because it isn't me.
One personal one. One brief moment.
Okay.
So I did go ahead and get everything situated and canceled within the account, so there will be no more future shipments or charges. Also, you will be receiving a email regarding that cancellation and also that refund within the next 24 to 48 hours. And give me just a second, and I'll have that cancellation number prepared for you.
Okay. And if I don't get it, I will call you?
You most definitely get it. But if you don't receive anything in your bank within within the next 3 to 5 business days, then you would just give us a call back and we'll, you know, look deeper into it.
Okay.
And those are the full refund amount of $59.95.
Ma'am, it was taken out twice.
Yes, ma'am. I said those are those.
Oh, okay. I apologize.
No problem. All right, so that cancellation number, let me know when you're ready to write it down.
One moment, please.
No problem. And I am the supervisor you requested today.
Okay, what's the number?
So that cancellation number is going to be C as in Charlie, 4368074, E as in Echo, 10.
Okay, can I read this back to you?
Sure.
C as in Charlie, 4368074, E as in Edward, 10.
Correct.
Okay.
Alrighty, so that is your cancellation confirmation. Once again, my name is Amia, the supervisor you've requested today, and you have a wonderful and positive day, all right?
Thank you. Thank you. I greatly appreciate your help.
Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
Thank you for giving customer service a call. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.